I'm going to use a screen today for the homily, so if you want to be able to see, you might want to squeeze in. Just another little plug, the new church is going to have two screens, so you won't have to move. You can see it from anywhere. So, but until then, you know the drill. Anybody baseball fan? Anybody baseball fans here? I love baseball. There's a term in baseball called the five-tool player. Has anybody ever heard that term before? Yeah, a few of you? Five-tool player, somebody in baseball has five different tools, five attributes that make them a great baseball player. It's a player who's able to hit for average, a player who can hit for power, a player who's really fast, a player who has a good glove and a good arm. It doesn't happen often that a player like that comes around. Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente are two great examples of five-tool players. You can make the case for others, maybe Craig Biggio in his prime, Ken Griffey Jr. before he started hitting 240 with the Reds. Carl Crawford, the Red Sox thinks he's one of those guys, that's why they paid him a lot of money. But a five-tool player is something really special because you're good at a lot of things. Sort of in our society and in our culture, we like to be specialized. We like to be good at one or two. What our Lord tells us today in the gospel is he gives us the Beatitudes. And he tells us these nine things I want you to be really good at. He doesn't want us to be good at just one or two. He doesn't want us to just be a good peacemaker or somebody who's really kind or really merciful. He wants us to embrace all of these tools that are in the Beatitudes because he wants us to be something special. In order to live out our Christianity, in order to be really good disciples, we've got to embrace all of the Beatitudes. We've got to be able to incorporate all of these attributes, all of these tools into our lives so that we can make the glory of God known to the entire world. Sometimes we're not very good at some of them. And that's why we ask our Lord to fill us with his love. Sometimes we might not be very humble. Sometimes we might not hunger and thirst for righteousness. But we ask our God to fill us up with those attributes so that we can be truly great. And one of the beautiful things about our Christianity is we come together as a body of Christ, that all of us together as a community have these attributes, have these abilities that the Lord has given us in the Beatitudes to remind us that that's who we are as a community, that we share what we have. And so sometimes if we're not very good at one or the other, we rely on our brothers and sisters. We rely on our community. And ultimately, the Lord wants us to embrace these Beatitudes so that we can give a little piece of earth, a little piece of heaven right here on earth, that we can share those great gifts, those promises of everlasting life right here. If we're peaceful, if we're merciful, if we're clean of heart, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, if we embrace our faith, even when those persecute us because of the faith, if we embrace all of that, we can experience a little bit of heaven right here on earth. Beatitudes are wonderful gifts to us to remind us of how we are to incorporate the tools that God gives us. Catholic Church throughout the United States, this week we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Catholic schools in a special way have a lot of different tools that we're able to give our youth. I'm going to ask right now if anybody that's a current student at St. Martha's School, if you guys could stand up. We have 400 students in our school, and they learn the talents, the tools, those abilities to be very well-rounded. They learn about religion and spelling and math and all of the wonderful things so that they can be very balanced from the way that they are educated. Also, I'm going to ask anybody to raise your hand if you've been Catholic school educated at any point. If you've gone to Catholic school, if you went to Catholic university, if you've gone to Catholic seminary, you can put your hand up. So there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us. Just look around at all the hands that are up. There's a lot of us that have been instructed by the wonderful Catholic education that we have. Can you put your hands down? You guys can have a seat. We are also celebrating Catholic Schools Week here at the parish. We're blessed enough to have St. Martha's Catholic School here where we can educate young men and women to give them the tools that they need to be disciples, the tools and the gifts that they need to be well-rounded men and women, contributing members to society and contributing members to God's body here on earth. What I've done is put together a little video with the help from my St. Martha's School friends, and I just want to show you a little bit about the video. It's a glimpse of what we do in Catholic education, how we form and shape and educate our young brothers and sisters. The video is intended as a plug for a fundraiser that we're going to be doing. It's called the Steps for Students. It's going to be at Reliance Stadium on February the 19th. Our team from St. Martha's, we call ourselves the Father TJ's Flyers. So I invite you to watch the video and see a little bit about Catholic education. think if you hit play on the DVD, I think that'll start it up.
Father TJ from St. Martha's. I'm here to talk about the diocesan fundraiser that's coming up, Steps for Students. Part of my team, Father TJ's Flyers, have been practicing and training for a while. So let's see all the things that we've learned. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father TJ's Flyers know the Eucharist.
Hello, I'm Father Lin. I'm from St. Martha's Parish. I want to let you know that Father TJ's Flyers know prayer.
Father TJ's Flyers, no reconciliation.
Father TJ's Flyers, no mathematics.
Are you guys ready to study spelling now?
Yes!
Alright, who can tell me how to spell the word house? Yes, sir.
H-O-U-S.
Very good. And how about the word Jesus? Yes, ma'am. You in the back.
J-E-S-U-S.
Very good. Excellent. And how about the word education? Yes, sir.
E-D-U-C-H-L-T-I-O.
Very good. Excellent. Father TJ's Flyers, no spelling.
Father TJ's Flyers, no technology.
And this is where Mary and Joseph raised Jesus. What was the name of that city? Yes, sir. That's right. And then it was time for Jesus to be crucified. And he went to which city to be crucified? Yes, ma'am. That's right. Father TJ's Flyers, definitely no religion.
We're going to do this. We're going to start writing letters to our parents. Do you have any questions? Okay, great. Let's go ahead and start writing our letter to our parents thanking for this education. All right. Father TJ's Flyers, no language arts.
This is the worst garden ever. We need to help it be better.
I know. I got some milk. I bet vegetables love milk. I bet this will make it grow.
What are you doing in my garden?
We're just trying to plant some vegetables, and we're not doing too good. But we can make it better.
Father TJ's Flyers can do many good things, but they don't know green vegetables.
Father TJ's Flyers, no running!
Oh no.
Father TJ's Flyers, no fun!
We no run!
Go online and register today. St. Martha's Flyers need your help. All donations, all registrations come back to St. Martha's. So ask your friends, your family, all your neighbors, anybody you know to support Catholic education. God bless you. Good job, everybody. Good run. Good run.
Father TJ, why are you so wet?
I guess I'm sweating a little bit. So?
Father TJ, no sweating.
And I show the videos to give you a glimpse of Catholic education, what we do at the school, and encourage you during this week of Catholic Education Awareness to pray for the young men and women who are at our school. Pray for the teachers, the parents who sacrifice so much so that their children can get a Catholic education. Also, if you like, at the end of Mass, we're going to hand out cards about the Steps for Students run. You can get one of those, find out how you can participate in the run, how you might be able to give some money to help us out so that we can continue to support Catholic education here at St. Martha's. But as we continue together to celebrate the Eucharist, we ask our God to fill us with the gifts that we need to be able to be the very best disciples possible, so that we can be well-rounded in our ability as Christians to proclaim the gospel message of love. May the Lord continue to set our hearts on fire with his love, and may he help give us the strength and the courage to proclaim his love to all people.